Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hello, listeners. Wendy Papazian here, and I've got my amazing co-host, Seychelle Van Poole, and we're going to talk to you about one of my favorite topics. If you'd asked me, I don't know, at age 16, what one of my favorite topics to talk about in my 50s, I would have never said goals, but that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Goals are sexy, okay? Goals are really sexy. Yeah.
Well, goals can be sexy. They've been sexy for me, and we're going to be talking about, since we're, heading towards the end of 2025, hard to believe, rolling towards the year end. And this is when we start thinking about our goals for 2026. So we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, which is goal setting with your partner. So this can be your partner, your marriage partner, your life partner, your business partner, or even it can be applicable for setting goals with yourself. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
I'm selfishly very excited because every time we record this, I learn something new to add to the plate. So let's dive on in for everybody.
Yeah. Well, so goals for us started, a long time ago, probably actually when we got married. I mean, when did you guys start setting goals? Do you remember?
When I was 20, I had a list of financial goals and business goals. And
what a weirdo you were.
I was really weird. Like I had a hit list of companies I wanted to interview with, or like, I remember I had a binder even in college when Nick and I were dating that I was transferring from UNT to UT. And it was a binder with everything I needed to accomplish to successfully transfer with 60 hours in 1 year to the new school. So I think I've always probably been very goal-oriented. So for me, translating that into our marriage and into our relationship, I felt very natural. And it felt like, this is awesome. And I do want to point out, though, that not everybody is that way. And I think a lot of times there's one person that's very goal-oriented that marries somebody that hasn't had that practice before. We see this all the time. And so sometimes going into setting goals as a couple, you have maybe like a superpower in one area and your partner's business or life-wise may have a superpower in other areas, and you're needing to build this muscle together, which is why I'm so excited we're talking about this today, because I think most couples don't walk in both loving goal setting.
No. Well, so today you're going to learn about why goal setting is important for a successful partnership, how to get your partner on board for a goal setting retreat, adventure, whatever you want to call it. And then we're going to give you a framework for a powerful, life-changing goal setting retreat. So those are going to be your three takeaways today. But before we get into the nitty gritty about how we do those things, I'd love to just talk about, how it all started for us and why it's so important to get on the same page as your partner. We did our first goal setting retreat. So Jay and I have always set goals together, probably since we got married. So I think that was, I don't think we set any goals together before we got married, except probably around what our wedding looked like or, things like that. But our first goals we set when we moved to Austin, which was in 2000. So we've been setting goals together for 25 years now, which is—
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the first goal setting retreat we did was when our kids were little. So that would have been about probably 20 years ago, 19 years ago, 18 years ago, something like that. And I was a young mom. I'd had two kids pretty close together. My kids are almost 15 months apart. And that's really hard. I felt like I didn't know my body. I felt like I didn't know my husband. I'd quit my job. So my sense of self was kind of lacking. And so I decided to host a retreat for Jay and I.
Two things I love about this is that your marriage was really important to you at a time when life felt really chaotic, I would imagine. And so you had the maturity and the wherewithal to think about this and putting this together as a couple, which we've had so many hundreds of people that have benefited from your insight with that. I want to thank you for it. But I think that's a huge piece. Number one is you in the middle of chaos, thought to do that. And the second is I want to recognize you were having to redefine a sense of self and identity and becoming the parent that you wanted to be when you had come from a very successful corporate career. And I think sometimes couples forget that oftentimes one partner is in the middle of an identity shift in the relationship, especially when you have young kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a real struggle for me. And, you know, because we live in America, you know, when you go out and you talk to people out in the world, what's the first thing they ask you?
It's, what do you do?
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do? Yeah. I always ask people what they do for fun. That's my intro question, because I hate the what do you do question, but it usually comes out, the what do you do question, but it's nice to start with what do you do for fun. So yeah, so I proposed it to Jay. I think Jay thought that he was going to get in trouble because I said, let's have a retreat. Let's talk about our marriage. I've got some, you know, things I want to discuss. And I think he was just like, ooh, yikes, you know. And so just know that there may be one partner who sort of does feel that way. They don't really know the purpose of it. They don't know the why behind it. And I always tell everyone, sell the benefits. You know, so for us, it was like, I'm going to get a babysitter. We're going to spend the weekend away. It's going to be relaxing. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to get a massage. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, so the why was really for us to get on the same page about where we wanted to go. I mean, that was really the main point. And if you can have a partnership where everybody who's a decision maker is aligned on where you're going, it's just so powerful. You know, this is on your team. This is in your family. Just getting that input and buy-in from that other person is actually everything.
It's huge. And by taking time away and stepping back out of your home or your business space and going somewhere offsite, it actually puts you into a different mindset. And by focusing on the personal side as a part of this, you're going to discover something about the person that you're there with hopes and dreams and aspirations that you may not have known.
Yeah.
Was even on their bucket list. Nick and I,
yeah.
Every year I'm like, oh, I did not know that New Zealand was on your list. That's amazing. Or a lake house or whatever it is, right?
Like, yeah.
There's something new that you learn that you may never have uncovered if you hadn't taken this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's just, you know, the pressure of daily life is always going to feel more urgent. It's going to feel more important. And a getaway will allow you that clarity of thinking time. You know, we talk a lot about thinking time here on the Empire Building Podcast. And the reason we do is most of us are doers who need to think more. You know, some of you are thinkers that need to do more, but most of us are doers that need to think more. And getting that clarity of thought and then taking action and pointing yourself in one direction is really where the power and the magic is. So, yeah.
I love that. So once you get your person, I'm going to call them your person on board with you to go do this, what does the framework look like for facilitating a powerful goal-setting retreat?
So what I did that year is I created a lot of questions, and I think you can still go to theonething.com and get the questions. We'll put the link in the show notes if I can dig it up. But we just call them the thought-provoking questions, and they're questions about your marriage, you know. How are we doing as a couple? Do we communicate enough? Do we have enough date nights? How's our sex life? It can be about your children. So it could look like, do we want to send our kids to private school? Are we saving enough money for college? You know, what are those? It's just really those long, you know, sort of far out questions that you don't necessarily think about unless you're forced to. And if you're there with your business partner, obviously the questions are going to be somewhat different, but they are going to be those kind of farther out questions. Where do we see the business in 5 years? You know, what are our roles in 5 years? What do you like to do? What do you not like to do?
I think too, like on the business partner side, I do want to know about their personal piece as well, because I think, you know, facts tell and emotions sell. If I don't understand a business partner's personal side and emotional side,
sure,
it's much harder for me to show up as a business partner for them too. So I love asking some of those personal pieces.
Yeah. Probably not like, how's your sex life?
How's your sex life, maybe?
Probably not that one. But I mean, maybe. I don't know. Your team's been together for a long time. They're close.
Our team has been together a long time. We might talk about different things than most teams.
Yeah. So if you're the instigator, if you're the activator, if you're the initiator for this retreat, you really just want to extend an invitation to your partner, not an ultimatum. You're not going to say, listen, we're doing this. It's all scheduled. It's going to happen. Because then they're going to go in with a really kind of like fixed mindset about what's going to happen. you know, like I said before, lure them in with a nice weekend away. There might be a massage. There might be dinner. Go for a nice walk. Whatever it is you like to do, right? And the goal setting is woven in there, right? So it's not the main thing. It's not the lesser thing, but it's also not the main thing. So they're just woven. All those fun things are woven in together with some of the questions and goal setting. And then, you know, you're really just saying, like, listen, I want this for us. I'm here to listen to you. I want to hear what you have to say. Because, you know, sometimes you got the loud, bossy, big mouth partner. And then sometimes
driver.
Yeah. And then sometimes you have the other person. Jay always talks about it. Like sometimes the driver is literally like, imagine it, like the driver is in the driver's seat. You know, you're in a Ferrari on the Autobahn going 120 miles down the Autobahn. And then your partner is in the back seat with a blindfold on, right? Like screaming, I don't know where we're going. And that's what it can feel like. And if you're the driver, you don't always even realize that.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
I think most of the time you don't realize that because you're literally driving.
Yeah.
And so you're not paying attention to the backseat. You're paying attention to all the cars around you. Two things I love about this. The first is by weaving in the personal aspect, if you are the driver in your relationship, it allows you to detox. How many of you go on vacation and need a day to literally relax yourself before you can be fully present on vacation? Some of you might need 3 days. So really taking time to be grounded and present. And then the second part that I love about this, Wendy, is to stay curious, to really actively listen, figure out what skill you need to have. I'm always writing down what somebody else is saying because it forces me out of thinking ahead. It forces me to listen to what they're saying. So figure out what habit or what, you know, tool you need so that you are actively listening to your partner if you are naturally a doer as well.
And then just remember that goal setting is a muscle. So if you're new to goal setting as well and your partner's new to goal setting, just approach it with that first time in the gym kind of mentality. You're not going to build up your muscles in one day. It's repeated activities over time that's going to help you get to where you want to go. And so just think of goal setting like that. It's a muscle that you can get a lot stronger with. You know, we did a fun exercise, Jay and I, where we sort of looked at our goals from 20 years ago and then our goals today. And it's just a fun thing to do to look back and see how far you've come. We actually pulled up our goals from 2000, right, when we moved to Austin. You know, I had some work goals. We were sort of talking about like buying a house, and Jay had no work goals. He had no work goals on it.
And now look at it. Yeah.
But I mean, I just think it's so important to share things like that because that's where his mindset was. It's like, well, I got a job. I don't need to think about it too much, you know? And then now it's completely different. So,
well, I also think too, by doing this as a muscle year over year, you're reinforcing the things that are important to you that take a while to get. And you are reauthoring whether something you thought was a priority is still a priority.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing to have. When we do our vision board every year as a couple, we had our lake house that we literally just cut and paste for 5 years. And it was honestly, it probably for us, I thought was like a 10 to 15 year goal. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being a 5 year goal, but we never would have thought about it if it hadn't been five pieces of paper thick sticking off of that little vision board in our bathroom when we were selling a property and couldn't find a good investment property to replace it with.
Wow.
We might just not have even realized that that was part of our vision and it's become our happy place.
Yeah.
So by having those conversations, it allows you to give yourself permission to go after things maybe you thought were your eventually, maybe someday goal instead.
Well, and I think if you're listening to your partner's goals and you're hearing them year after year, you know, I think sometimes we think like, oh, this person just like came up with this thing, the spur of the moment. But if you understand that it's been percolating in the back of their head for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, then when the opportunity arises, which it did for you, you're more willing to take advantage of it. I mean, I think we did that with our ranch. You know, Jay was like, I want to own some property. This is what I want it to look like. And I was like, no way, that's way too expensive. And then we had an opportunity to buy something with a partner. And I wasn't like, wait, what? Like, where did this come from? I was like, oh yeah, I know this is something that you've been hoping and dreaming about for over 5 years. And so I was just much more on board with it as far as that goes. So
yeah. And with those big purchases or those big dreams, it may take a while to make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
One of ours is a multi-week trip to New Zealand, and doing the trip where, I mean, Nick is 6'4", like being able to fly that many hours overseas requires a different plane ticket than if we're just flying coach. And so it will be more of an investment for the whole trip than just a quick in and out. And so, you know, we're looking a couple of years down the road at what that would take to take the type of trip in the way that we want to take it and the focus that we need to have today in order to make something like that happen. So knowing those things allows you to activate and slowly work towards them.
So let's talk about what it actually looks like, what the framework is. You know, I would say ideally the retreat is 2 nights. 1 night is okay. 2 nights, we've done 1 night. 2 nights is better, especially for the first one, because it gives you just a nice long getaway. It needs to be outside of your house. It does not work if you're there and your dog's there and your kids are there and the dishes are there and the laundry's there like that. It does not work. So you need to get outside of your house. More than once, we've, you know, just booked a hotel in downtown Austin and just spent the night there. You know, you can go to Hotel Tonight or whatever and get the super cheap hotel rates. Ideally, it'd be somewhere nice. Like, we'll go out in the hill country for a couple nights. The very first one, I think, was in Wimberley. It was right on the river. It was really pretty. And then your first night, you're going to just chill. So you're driving to your location, and then you're just going to chill, go to dinner, hang out in your hotel room, just talk. Doesn't have to, you know, watch a movie, whatever you want to do. The goal setting does not start that first night. So for those of you that are hungry for the goal setting to start, it doesn't start that night. It's just hangout time. And then the next morning, you want to get up, get breakfast, go for a walk. And then, you know, sometime before lunch, you're going to start digging into some of the thought-provoking questions. And you're going to ask big questions, right? You know, we're going to put these in the show notes on how to answer these, not how to answer them, but the questions that you need. And, but they're just really powerful questions that we, you know, drafted 20 years ago. And we've been adding to them since then. And, you know, they look like, what are our priorities for our spiritual life? How do we want to spend our money? What does an extraordinary personal life look like? Come from a place of curiosity. You know, you're not there to talk the whole time. You're there to listen, right? God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. So you need to listen twice as much. And you're probably going to have conversations you never had before. And some stuff might come up, you know, especially if it's your partner. Some stuff might come up. And like you said, with Nick, some things are going to surprise you.
Yeah.
You're going to be surprised.
And if you're a doer and you haven't been slowing down to be present and to be curious, don't be surprised too if there's a conversation that might be more difficult for you that you may need to take some notes on and maybe take some action on. Like, it, sometimes it's all roses and sunshine, and sometimes it's like, hey, we got to dig in and do some work.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if that shows up too, and being okay if that happens as well.
And then afternoon, you can book a massage, go for a walk, do something nice, another chill activity where you're just doing something relaxing, have a great dinner. Usually that second night, we do our vacation planning. So we did a really fun exercise that we got from Bill Perkins' book called Die with Zero. And he talks about putting your life into 5-year buckets and then putting your different vacations into those buckets based on your like stage and age. So we've always done that. You know, when you've got toddlers, you're not going to take them on a safari in Africa. You actually can't even go. There are almost no safari companies that will take you.
Understandably.
And they won't remember it. You know, they're not going to remember it. You're going to go halfway across the world, have an amazing time, spend a ton of money, and they're not going to remember it. And then, you know, you can go to Portugal probably at any point in your life, anywhere in Europe. If you're going to be climbing Machu Picchu or Mount Kilimanjaro, you're probably going to do that when you're just a little bit fitter, you know, and younger. You're probably not going to be doing that in your 80s. So putting your vacations in those buckets and even planning that out can just be really, really exciting and powerful. And that's just a fun exercise to do, you know, especially if you like to travel.
We save like a Google Doc that then just when we have future vacays, it just stacks down below it, but it's a super easy one. So
yeah,
I love that.
And then the last day, you're just going to have breakfast, take a walk, and answer the rest of the questions. And each year builds on itself. So the first year is going to be the hardest. It's going to be the most time consuming. You're going to have to wade through all of those questions. And the following years just get easier and easier and easier.
As we recap this, Wendy, you know, the modern world moves so fast. Taking that time to slow down, I know it can feel counterproductive, but it's some of the best work you're going to do all year. And give yourself permission to do that.
Yeah, I love that. And it can, you know, sometimes be a challenge planning dinner tonight, much less thinking about 5 or 10 years down the road. But I can tell you guys that this planning that we've done as a couple, and we do it in our business as well, is some of the best time I've ever spent. It's the most dollar productive time you can spend in your personal and professional life. Yeah.
Well, and understanding, you know, the practice of big thinking, going after it with your spouse or your business partner is huge. And I think it just makes it so much more fun when you've got somebody doing it with you.
Yeah.
So give yourself some permission to do that.
Yeah. Well, and it's just, it's fun to expand, you know, share your goals and dreams. You know, we all have little goals and dreams that are hidden in the corner of our heart. And for so many people, I think they go unrealized in their life, and there could be nothing sadder to me than that. And so if you've got a partner who can help you realize those little hidden goals and dreams, I mean, wow, that's totally magical.
That's a relationship I want to be in. I know it's one you want too.
Yeah.
So for all of you out there listening today, we want that for you. We would love to hear if you get this on your calendar and you do it, what you learned, or if there's something cool that you discovered that you didn't know about your partner that you went with. And we just really want to make sure you know that in pursuit of that big business, the big life is so important. So go out there and live that big life, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.